Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning concludes our reading from the Gospel over the past weeks from John chapter 6. This morning we read verses 60-69. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them could not believe, and who would betray him. He went on to say, 'This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.' From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God, fellow and redeemed, look around you this morning. Familiar faces in familiar places. Some already staked out in new buildings. Why are we still here? And by still here, I mean, why are we still following Jesus Christ? Even though his teachings are hard teachings, they're difficult, if not impossible, to comprehend. Sometimes they're hard teachings in the sense that they're coarse teachings, because they rub us in our sinful nature and our sinful will quite the wrong way about what we want to believe and how we want to live our lives. So many over the years have turned aside from the narrow path that leads to eternal life. Why didn't the 12 apostles forsake Jesus and go away from him, as so many of his disciples or followers have done after his discourse on the bread of life? Why are we still here? Why haven't we forsaken him? We've heard that same discourse. That discourse has been our gospel lessons for quite a few of the last weeks. The answers to those questions do not lie in us. The answers to those questions lie in God. The reasons lie in God and in his word. And here are the reasons we do not want to leave Jesus too. First, because the Father has enabled us to come to Jesus. And secondly, Jesus' hard teachings, so hard they may be, those teachings are to us the very words of eternal life. The first hard teaching here is that Jesus is the promised Savior, the eternal Son of God, come into the flesh. That's a hard or difficult teaching because that goes against our reason, our natural understanding of how we might see Jesus. And that was true here too, wasn't it? In the verses just before our text, we read that many of those disciples who followed Jesus to this point had known him from the time that he was a little boy in Nazareth. their reason and understanding made them say and grumble, how can he now say, I came down from heaven? He's the son of Mary and Joseph. They just couldn't comprehend how that familiar child, now a man, could possibly be the son of God coming in the flesh. That's still a hard teaching, isn't it? How the eternal, holy Son of God can become a human being under the law who could suffer and die for us? One of Jesus' hard teachings here is that it is only through faith in me that you have life. I am that living bread come down from heaven. And Jesus used the illustration of faith as whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood. Remember, not speaking here about the Lord's Supper, but defining faith in this way. Whoever believes in me has life. That's the only way that you can come to the Father, he said in another place, is through me. Boy, that's a hard teaching. That's a difficult teaching. That runs against my opinio legis, the opinion of the law in me, that through my meager attempts at holiness, for my honest good intentions of being what God wants me to be, that God must reward me with forgiveness and eternal life. That I can be saved by myself. Or that, look at the millions of people who are sincere in their worship of wood and stone. It's just not fair that they would go to hell. They're sincere in what they believe. Part of Jesus' hard teachings here is that only the Holy Spirit enables us to come to the Father. Jesus said, this is what I do with you. Unless the Father enables you, you can't come to me. It's by the power of the Father working through the Holy Spirit in the means of grace that enables us to accept the hard teachings, to trust in them, to even, to a degree, see them and understand them as God's loving plan of salvation. Or as Peter later said, we have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. The Father has enabled us to do that by the Spirit. That's a hard teaching. I'd like to take some credit. I'd like to think I made a decision to invite Christ into my life. I like to think that I felt so bad about my sins that I was finally worthy to go to God and say, I know you want to forgive me, so I promise I'll give up those sins. And as long as I give up those sins, I know that you will forgive me. All these are teachings. Jesus Christ is God and man. Salvation is only through faith in Jesus. It's only by the power of the Father through the Spirit that we can believe and stay in faith. Those are hard and difficult things. But the Father enables us to come to Jesus and believe those things, even though they're hard, even though they're beyond our reason and understanding. These are difficult teachings. These teachings cause offense to many followers or disciples of Jesus who have followed him up to this point. And we still see that today, as many sadly even in our churches. They follow Jesus up to the point that they agree with what Jesus has said so far. But then when they learn other things, more difficult things, harder things, things that rub against our human reason and understanding, things that rub against what I want to believe, things that grate on me and tell me I can't live the way I want to live in sin, even though that goes against God's will, then they forsake Christ. You say, who can believe those things? Who wants to believe those things? Those are hard. So I'm leaving Jesus. I'm going to turn away from him. Why not us? God's grace. Why not us? Why not the 12? Because the Father, by the Spirit, enables us to hold and to believe in Jesus and what he teaches. And the Holy Spirit keeps us in that faith in Jesus. Just like he brought and defeat little Josie Boggs, who I baptized last Friday. And God now brought out of unbelief and into the kingdom of God. By the power of the Spirit, she has come to know and believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God. That's what I told the catechism kids yesterday. And that strengthened their faith in their Savior. That's what our Sunday school teachers taught our children this morning. That's what we're being reminded of and learning here, right now, through God's Word. That strengthens us, that increases in us that knowledge and that commitment to our Savior. By God's grace, we don't want to forsake him because his teachings are hard, but we know we want to still follow him, even though they're hard. We don't want to forsake him because we don't understand, but we follow him because we know his ways and words are greater than ours. This is a hard teaching. Jesus Christ is my only Savior from sin. Son of God, became a man, he perfectly obeyed the commandments in my place, and then he suffered my eternal damnation and death on the cross. And the Father, by the Spirit, has enabled me to believe in him, to eat his flesh, to drink his blood, that is, have saving faith in Jesus as the Holy One of God. Jesus told them, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. There is no sacrifice. There is nothing that I can do or need to do in my flesh that will accomplish anything before God. It won't give me life. No force can make its flesh come back to life. It is only the Holy Spirit who enables us to follow Jesus and to stay following Jesus. The Father loves you, and he loves me, and he forgives you, and he forgives me. Jesus' hard teachings are, for us, those words of eternal life. Jesus asked, you do not want to leave me too, do you? In Greek, that question expects a negative answer. Just as Jesus knew the hearts of those disciples who turned away from him, remember, Jesus knew that they were grumbling. So it wasn't even necessary that he heard them grumbling, but he knew that they were grumbling. He knew the unbelief that was in their hearts. He also knew what was in the hearts of the 12. He knew that 11 of them would continue in their faith. He knew that one of them, Judas Iscariot, would turn away from him. From the beginning, Jesus knew those who would believe in him, and he knew those who would turn away from him. He had called all 12 to be his apostles, but one of them would turn away. The Father's call is beyond our understanding. But his words, he says, are spirit and they are life. When you and I hear the word of God, when we hear those hard teachings of Jesus that enable us to come to Jesus, they are for us those words of eternal life. They don't just tell us about eternal life. They don't just invite us to have eternal life. They actually give us eternal life. Because the Spirit gives life. And he said then, Peter said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And Jesus said, the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. God's words are powerful. They create faith and they strengthen faith. They preserve us in faith. And yet there are still some who fall away. This too is a hard teaching. You and I and all believers have come to know and believe that Jesus is the Holy One of God and stay in that faith only because God the Holy Spirit keeps us in faith through the gospel and word and sacrament. If a person turns away from Christ, if a person rejects God and no longer follows Christ in unbelief, that is their fault. It is their responsibility. And they must bear the consequences of that in eternal damnation. That is a hard and difficult saying. And if you try to answer it in human reason, you're going to come up with all kinds of false teachings about it. How that can be, we don't know. We don't understand, but we leave it to God, because that's what God says. Instead, we're still here. By God's grace, we thank and praise and serve and obey Him, because we are still members of the kingdom. We still recognize His hard teachings as the words for us of eternal life. You and I believe and know Jesus by the power of that Holy Spirit. How this can be, we need to God, but we thank Him for our faith. Why are we still here? Because the Father enables us. Why are we still here? Think of what Peter said. Lord, where are we going to go? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to know and to believe that you are the Holy One of God. That is our faith. He is that living bread from down from heaven. He gave His life for the world. He gave His life for you, and He gave His life for me. Amen.